From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two blasts at a Shiite shrine in a suburb of the Syrian capital today killed at least 8 people, left many others wounded. Syrian state media say a suicide bomber and a car bomb struck today at the Sayyida Zainab Shrine just outside Damascus. Shrine is important to Shiites throughout the world. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attacks, which took place in an area where several other bombings have taken place in the past, often claimed by the Islamic State militants. Afghan officials say Islamic State militants have killed at least 6 security forces, including a district police chief in a pre-dawn attack in eastern Afghanistan. That assault on the police headquarters in Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan, triggered an hours-long intense firefight that left at least 15 IS fighters dead and 7 wounded. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali was remembered Friday at an interfaith service at an arena in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, as some 15,000 people paid their respects. Among those who spoke was Ali's widow, Lonnie Ali, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and actor Billy Crystal.
Muhammad Ali struck us in the middle of America's darkest night, in the heart of its most threatening gathering storm. His power toppled the mightiest of foes, and his intense light shined on America, and we were able to see clearly injustice, inequality, poverty, pride, self-realization, courage, laughter, love, joy, and religious freedom for all.
Muhammad Ali died last week at age 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reporting a multi-million-dollar appeal begun earlier this year on behalf of tens of thousands of refugees and migrants in Greece and along the Balkan route is outdated and needs to be revised upwards. Lisa Schlein reporting from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency and 60 partner organizations appealed for about $555 million in January. The money was supposed to be enough to carry out Greek and Balkan aid operations until the end of the year. Since the appeal was launched, however, radical changes have occurred. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the so-called Regional Refugee and Migrant Response Plan has been revised to take into account the new circumstances, namely border closures along the Western Balkans route and the enactment of the EU-Turkey agreement. The UNHCR reports a significant drop in refugees and migrants arriving in Greece that has resulted in a decrease in the number of people along the Western Balkans route and an increase in the number of people remaining in Greece. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A woman in the U.S. state of Florida has pleaded guilty to spying for China and conspiring to commit international money laundering. Amin Yu faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington aimed at shoring up their base of support headed into the November voting. In a speech to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, Clinton said that Donald Trump, as president, is a threat to America's future.
Donald Trump would take us in the wrong direction on so many issues we care about: economic justice, workers' rights, civil rights, human rights, the environment. All of that is on the line in this election.
Meanwhile, Trump told the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition that the Democratic Party has let down the American people when it has been in charge.
They've horribly failed in almost every single community. In fact, you could actually say in every community. I'm going to turn things around.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home in the state of Vermont to plot his next steps. So far, he said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later this summer. The solar-powered airplane Solar Impulse 2 landed today in New York City on the last leg of its around-the-world trip, ultimate goal to make it back to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, where it began its trip in March of 2015.
That's the latest world news from VOA.